No.
Talk about this.
He doesn't. He doesn't seem like he wants to heal at all. And, you know, I have to say, there are many good people in our community across Turtle Island that are working for liberation for our people in an honest way. But, you know, and he's got a huge following on Facebook under the Red Power United name.
But that's what's the sad part, too. Like, there's like 7,000 people on there, and they look at him as if he's something. As if he's, like, this. I'm not getting carried with ego or jealous or nothing, but, like, there's a lot of people who know what he's doing. And it's about, and that's pretty, I don't know, what he's, like, saying about our people.
Well, I've dealt with him firsthand. And, you know, I really didn't speak about, you know, the problems that he caused me in the, you know, this summer when we went to the gathering of the Warrior Society. And, you know, out in Manitoba. I drove my car out there with him. And I'm pretty open-minded, you know what I mean, Johnny? I'll help somebody if they need help. And he asked me to borrow $200. And I gave him the money without questioning. He boosted it up all the way up there and back. Okay? Let me just tell you. And wanted me to buy more booze for him on the road. I refused to do it. And people like this cannot lead in the community properly when they're drinking and getting high and calling themselves a leader. And most people that are on that Facebook page have no idea what this brother is doing. They have no idea whatsoever. You know, and I'm not the type of person that's going to sit here and bash somebody else, especially in the community. But looking at this disturbing information, it needs to be addressed. And people need to know when they're dealing with Harrison Hellcrow, Harrison Friesen, they are dealing with someone that will abandon them, rip them off, and think nothing about it. He has no conscience whatsoever in doing what he's doing.
Yeah.
And looking at this track record of him sitting on this council for Indigenous women about the domestic violence and the different things that are happening, is just it's ironic to see something like that.
Oh, definitely. Like, on his on that Red Power United, he's always been an advocate for nonviolence. Now, just because of this disagreement that I spoke up and tried to relate to him for what he was doing to our sisters, he's come back to me and threatened violence. Now that just shows you how what kind of person he is.
Can you tell us some of the things that he's said to you?
I'm sorry.
Can you tell us some of the things that he said to you?
Oh, just some stuff regarding, like, gangs and bikers and shit like that. You know, like, I'm not scared of those people, military, police, or anything, because the truth always comes out, and I'm willing to stand up. Like, this is a little bit of machoism coming out of myself right now, but I ain't scared of nothing and no one. I'll stand up for what I believe in, because that's what keeps us going. And just to see how he's speaking in violence to his own people. It's
mm-hmm.
I think I'm not for, like, I'm not for nonviolence in defense. Like, I will defend, like, when I have to.
In this public statement, there was another young lady.